If you are involved in a relationship, regardless with whom, then disappointments will certainly be in your future. They are inevitable, as we are all fallible and capable of doing things that grate on our partner's nerves. But over the years of talking to so many pets and learning how their perverted little minds work, it is clear to me that submissives, sissy men, cream puffs, are acutely sensitive to any disappointments from their partners. Yes, it's true. In fact, so sensitive to disappointments and perceived slights that many choose a life better described as solitude than social. Now, don't get me wrong. There is nothing inferior to a life of solitude, if that is what you wish to pursue. However, there is a big difference between aloneness and loneliness. The former is within the realm of comfort, and the latter, an agonizing state of wanting. Personally, I think the best relationships are between two people where both can tolerate aloneness. But that is another topic for a later time. So you see, stroke a boy. It's true. If you stroke it, you will come. So here's the rub, both literally and figuratively. If you prefer solitude and want to be protected from sexual disappointment, then I say, do it yourself. You know how you like it. You've done it many times before with great success. You're probably stroking it now, aren't you? So, why stroke it alone? You need Mistress Cindy.